Richard M. DeVos was an entrepreneur who, with boyhood friend J. Van Andel, pioneered direct selling in 1949 when they invested $49 distributing Nutrilite vitamins. That would lead to the creation of Amway in 1959, selling an all-purpose cleaner. Nearly six decades later, it is a multi-billion dollar international corporation. Born March 4, 1926 in Grand Rapids, Rich DeVos grew up during the Great Depression, attended Grand Rapids Christian High School, Calvin College, and served in the U.S. Air Corps in World War II. Rich and his wife Helen spurred City of Grand Rapids redevelopment projects, financially supporting the construction of DeVos Place Convention Center, DeVos Performance Hall, the restoration of the Pantland Hotel, now the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel, and the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, to name just a few.
He was a person that had a pretty big power plant.
Aaron Lubbers was a close friend and is president emeritus at Grand Valley State University.
He used the energy to build whatever attracted him. And he would always listen to people, and he would listen to their case, and then he would decide whether he was going to support it or not. And when he supported something, he saw it through to completion and on to a successful future.
A philanthropist at heart, the Richard and Helen DeVos Foundation generously supported local causes and higher education. In 2006, Grand Valley State University President Thomas Haas sought DeVos's counsel for a university-wide comprehensive development campaign.
He said, "Let's do it." It gave me the confidence that, yes, we can do it, we can get it done. And with that, we embarked on a $50 million for 50 years of service to celebrate that in 2010. And not only did we get the $50 million, but we almost doubled it.
Rich DeVos was owner of the NBA's Orlando Magic, an inspirational speaker and author. Patrick Center, WGVU News.